Hi everybody and welcome to the Get a Fucking Life Babe podcast. I am your host Lydia Killian and today is day 4 of the 5-day New Year, New Story manifestation challenge. I really, really hope that you're enjoying the challenge and I'm so excited to anybody who is following along with me for how this could change your life, because my biggest mission with my work, with my content, with my clients, with everything that I do in this business is to make it as easy as possible for you, because I know how confusing manifestation can be, especially if you're a beginner, or even worse, maybe if you've been at it for a few months, a few years, and you just feel like you're on this never-ending hamster wheel of not getting anywhere, but you feel like you're doing so much for it. I want to teach you how to make it easy, how to make it sustainable as well. I say this all the time, but I really want your manifestation routine to be as normal to you as brushing your teeth. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, oh my gosh, I can't wait to brush my teeth today. Oh, let me just go waddle onto the bathroom and brush my teggers. No, nobody thinks that. We do it because we have to. We do it because we don't want to be a minger. We do it because it's on autopilot. But we love the benefits of having a nice, clean, fresh smile. Gorgeous. This is the same. The same applies for manifestation. You might not want to wake up today and, you know, do a little bit of journaling. You might not want to listen to affirmations. You might not want to, you know, do a meditation. But you will feel so much better for it afterwards. It's like a workout as well. Like, we don't always feel gassed to do our workout, but we're going to do it because we know it's in alignment with our future goals. Just like brushing our teeth is in alignment with having a nice, healthy, gorgeous smile. We know we've got to do it because it's for the greater good of the end result. So the easier I can make these for you, I think the more sustainable they will be. And I want to show you that manifestation can be really fun. It can be easy. And I hope this challenge is allowing me to do that. I want these things I'm teaching you to be as autopilot as brushing your teeth. You know, you just get up and you create the habits of doing these things on a daily basis, like doing a meditation, doing an EFT session, doing some scripting, some visualizing, some whatever it might be. It doesn't even have to take that long out of your day. I really don't believe we have to sit there for 3 hours meditating and visualizing. I don't believe we have to spend 4 hours journaling. I don't think anything needs to be that long. It just needs to be these habits that you build into your day. I really want you to get the most out of this challenge as possible. So if you head over to my Instagram today, the link is below, we are going to be doing a Q&A specifically for any of you doing the challenge. If you don't happen to listen to this live on the 4th day, then I'm going to add it to my highlights reel on Instagram and you can see any questions that I answer. They will be available to look at on there. My Instagram handle is Get a Effing Life Babe. So GetAFingBabe. All the link is below. I don't know why I feel the need to always spell it out for you, but I just wanted to make it easy. So go join me on Instagram today. I'll answer your questions and let's get into day 4 of the manifestation challenge. Today is another fun day because manifestation is fun. It's so exciting to know that you can design your own life and you can create your own life. I really want you to understand how much power there is in that. And today's first task is scripting. Now, if you've never done scripting before, you are going to love this. It is one of my absolute favorite manifestation techniques. And I think it's my favorite because I have seen so much movement, so many manifestations with this. It is how I manifested my first 10K on TikTok. I had been posting TikToks for 6 months at this point. I was finding my feet with the app. I was getting into the rhythm of what I wanted to say and finding my voice on there. And then I was like, you know what? I'm ready for my 10K followers now. And I just started scripting it every single night before bed. Universe, I have 10K followers now. It's wonderful. My clients are getting amazing results. My followers are getting amazing results. Everybody's commenting. They're telling me how amazing my manifestation techniques are and how they're all getting amazing results. And I did this for a few weeks. And within that few weeks, I had 10K followers. Like, one video just popped off one day. I had the inspiration for this video on how to manifest something within 24 hours. And that is how scripting works. You set the vision, you set the end result, and the path will be made clear for you. The inspiration will come. I am so in love with this technique because I know how powerful it is. I have used it countless times to manifest countless things now. And it has been one of the most surefire proven things I've ever used when it comes to manifestation. And I would love for you to get into the habit of scripting a few times a week as well. I first discovered it in 2016. It was in a book by Denise Duffield Thomas. And I read both of her books that summer. So I can't remember if it was Get Rich, Lucky Bitch or if it was Lucky Bitch. Both incredible books. And she basically spoke, I think it was actually Lucky Bitch. I think it was the first one. And she spoke about how she wrote this perfect day journal entry as if it was in the future, but she wrote it in past tense and it all came true. She manifested a round the world trip with her husband and, you know, all these things that she'd manifested. And at the time, I did it for a situation that was going on in my life, which I'm not really going to go into, but basically the end goal of this summer was for me to go to Amsterdam, and that was symbolic as to me smashing my coaching business this summer, us getting through the summer, and it was like this pinnacle, I did it moment. And you'll notice that is a theme for a lot of my manifestations. That is a feeling I love to lean into. I did it. It's so self-assured. It's such a great feeling. Like, there's no better feeling than being proud of yourself. Like, in terms of feelings you can cultivate within yourself and not from an outside circumstance. Obviously, it's amazing when other people feel proud of us as well. But I mean, like, an internal feeling. I just love tapping into the feeling of, I did it. I did that. And that's what I did. So I wrote out this script for a day in the life of me visiting Amsterdam. I even detailed the fruit bowl on the table, the bath, everything. Like, I just went full in with it. And I really wasn't doing this to manifest at the time. Like, that summer was a really hard summer for me. I was building my coaching business. I was dealing with a long distance situation. And I just did this exercise because it felt good. And it was something fun to do every single night. And I think I ended up recording it and listening to it before bed as well, which is a life hack for scripting. Nobody has the time. I definitely didn't have the time at that point in my life to be journaling for 4 hours a day scripting. So, and I think that's why I recorded it at the time, because it was just, a lot of the things I've done with manifestation, they are just born out of the need to make it easy. So I feel like that's why I'm so big on making it easy for you guys. So I was like, if I record it, I don't have to write it out every day. But what is funny is this was before the Parrot app. This was when voice memos was all you could really have on your phone. And so I'd listen to it and then I'd have to click on my phone, play it again, which sounds like such a big inconvenience these days. But I had to keep like playing it. And after a few weeks, I kind of forgot about it. I wasn't hell-bent on making this part of my routine. I just loved the exercise. It made me feel good. Whenever I remembered, I would listen to the audio. Until I sat there in the bath, or lay there in the bath in Amsterdam, and I looked around and I thought, shit, I did it. This is everything I scripted out. From what we did that day, to the apartment, to everything was the script that I had wrote out. And that was the first moment when I thought, oh my God, it works. This really works. And I have been using it ever since. It's really important that you write this in past tense, because the brain cannot differentiate between whether it's really happening or whether it's a memory or whatever. It can't distinguish between the two. The subconscious mind can't. So when you write it in past tense, you are telling your brain it's already happened. Then the subconscious mind, with that being impressed, is going to bring about the means to this manifestation. It's going to bring it in. I want you to see the universe as a photocopier. I think that for years, and before I discovered Law of Assumption, there was this like notion that Law of Attraction is you ask and maybe the universe is going to give it to you if you've done some of the right things. And it's really not like that at all. It is more like the universe photocopies what is going on in your subconscious mind. This is why self-concept work is so important, because your beliefs are your blueprint. Whatever you believe about yourself is what's going to manifest. Whatever you believe about love is what's going to manifest. Whatever you believe about money is what's going to manifest. And the universe is photocopying you. So the more we can imprint our mind with these type of exercises and we tap into the vision, the more it's going to imprint on the subconscious mind and the more it's going to manifest in your life. There is a science behind manifestation, and I'm not going to go into it today, but there is a science behind it. It's not just airy fairy woo woo, let me go sing Kumbaya in a field with a nice hippie dress on and let me try and manifest with crystals under the full moon. That's not it. And I think this is why Neville Goddard was such a forward thinker for his time, because he talks about the subconscious. He talks about impressing the mind. He's not asking you to sit there and hope the universe brings it to you. He's telling you how to impress your subconscious mind. And that is why scripting is so powerful, because you are impressing your subconscious mind with the end result, and more importantly, the end feelings. So for the first task of the day, script out a perfect day in your future life. This is different to the vision we did the other day. This is very specifically a journal entry in past tense. So write out in past tense as if it has already happened. Date it 1 year in the future. Make sure to describe how it feels. How did you spend your morning? What type of clothes are you wearing? Who did you see? What emotions did you experience? So I did this when I was designing the business as well. I wrote out what time I woke up in the morning, what I have for breakfast, that I'm a Pilates girl now, that I make time for the gym, that I do a few hours work and then I'm done for the day, that I change people's lives with the content. It's so easy. My business. I literally scripted out every single thing that I wanted my life to look like. That is literally how my life looks like now. I would strongly include every area in your life in this script. I would, you know, talk about your relationship if that's what you want. I would talk about your business or your career if that's what you want to focus on. I would bring everything together collectively, because then you're not, like I said the other day, hyper-focusing on one manifestation. But you can also use scripting for different areas of your life. If you, you know, want to script on a Monday, the full life vision, cool. If you want to script on a Tuesday, your relationship, cool. If you want to script on a Wednesday, your career, cool. But I really want you to get into the habit of doing this a few times a week, because the subconscious mind is programmed through repetition. Some coaches will say, oh no, only do it once every so often. I don't believe in that. I think you need to be doing it regularly and often. And I do believe in doing the same script over and over and over again. You can change a few little details if you need to, like the irrelevant details, like maybe what you had for breakfast, things like that. But I really want you to repeat the things that are important, because that is how your mind gets programmed. And really tap into the feeling of having it. I know I go over this again and again and again, but the feeling is, I always say, like the mind creates and the heart manifests. Like your heart is the biggest electromagnetic field ever. It is so powerful. It is the frequency, it is your vibration, it is everything. And when you tap into the feelings of having it, you become a magnet and you pull all of these feelings in, like these like experience that match these feelings in. This is why meditation can be such a powerful, powerful thing, because it really allows you to close off your mind and tap into the feelings of having it. So please, please, please make sure whilst you're scripting to really feel the feels. If you want to put music on whilst you do it, great, but just bottom line, feel the feels, babe. And then the rest are all actionable steps for today. No more journaling for today. You've done your big script. your hand can have a break. But I would love for you to do this 2025 self-concept EFT tapping session. I created this week. It is brand new and it is all about having the best year ever this year. And then I would love for you after that to do the powerful congratulations method meditation. This meditation is so powerful, and I'm not just blowing my own trumpet. It is the best technique from Neville Goddard, personally, I think, which is the congratulations method, where you imagine somebody that you love telling you, or congratulating you rather, on having this desire. And I think doing this straight after scripting is like chef's kiss, beautiful combination, because you've tapped into the vision and then you're sinking those feelings in even more with the congratulations method meditation. On this particular meditation, I am actually congratulating you on it. And then the last task of the day might seem really random, but this is something, again, that I learned from Denise Duffel Thomas in those books, and it's decluttering and making space for the new life you want to have. Like, everything has energy, so the more clutter we have and the more remnants from our old life that we have lying around, the more we can build up this kind of like stagnant energy around us. So I want you to declutter at least one area of your life today. But over the next week, I would love for you to have a big clear out. So think about your wardrobe. Can you donate anything? Can you sell anything on Vinted or eBay? Your purse. Your purse is a huge one. If you're manifesting in new money, but you've got new money. New money, bitch. If you're manifesting in money, but your purse is full of, or your wallet rather. No. Purse, wallet. Anyway, I digress. And you've got full of receipts, full of old receipts, full of junk. Your handbag full of junk. No. Car, no. Like, have a clear out today. This is something I was doing to manifest the new car. And I had a look in my boot for my current car that I've got now. And I was like, oh, hell no. I'm going to show the universe I'm getting rid of this car. I'm going to let Stormzy go to a new owner. I'm going to clear her out because for some reason Storms is a girl. I know, make it make sense. I feel like all cars are girls. I don't know why. Does anyone else feel that way? But yeah, I have a golf called Stormzy right now, and I started clearing her out. I brought a handheld Hoover so that I was showing the universe for my new car, I'm going to keep it tidy, I'm going to keep it clean. You know, sock drawers. Are you walking around with manky ass socks on and trying to step into your luxury, wealthy energy? Not going to correlate, mate. I'm a poet and I didn't know it. So have a think of all the areas, your makeup drawer. Have you got any lipsticks from 6 years ago that you don't use? I'm not telling you to have a clear out for the sake of it and clear out things that are still relevant in your life. I'm talking about the stuff we're just hanging on to for the sake of it. I want you to have a big declutter because this is going to make space for new energy, for new manifestations. And like I said, you can sell some things on eBay or Vinted or somewhere like that, and you can Facebook Marketplace, and you can make a little bit of money, maybe. Maybe that's how you make a little bit of money this week. So enjoy today's challenge. I really hope you're all enjoying it and you're seeing some shifts already. It is designed to make you feel good. So that is my aim for you all today. Remember, you are magic manifestors. You can have anything you want, and this is the year you get everything you want. Don't forget, there's a Q&A on my Instagram today. If you have any questions about the challenge or anything regards to what we've been talking about over the last few days, then pop your question in there and I will answer it today. I love you all so much, and I will see you tomorrow for the final day of the challenge.